This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're at a point now where they're suddenly now decided they're going to stop looking at case counts for COVID. They're going to stop looking at daily COVID case counts. This piece from Bangor Daily News, a new shift, the shift away from daily COVID case counts has begun. Now, I've been saying they should do this for months. You know, focus on hospitalizations, focus on deaths, don't focus on numbers. Numbers don't tell you the full picture. But now they're going to actually start doing that. They're actually going to start doing that to report on the stuff that's really serious. Now, I can't help but think to myself, is this to protect Joe Biden? Because obviously, over and over again, every time you turn on the news, you're, wow, 15 million cases today. Highest case counts ever. The cases are soaring through the roof. And what we've been saying for months is you don't need to do COVID case counts. It's not the accurate measure. And they use it as fear-mongering. Oh, my God, look at this percentage increase, a 7,000% increase in case counts. Yeah, but look at the death rates, down 91%. Look at the hospitalization rate. Look at all those factors. But now that they're maybe kind of shifting away a little bit, I wonder how much pressure this is from the White House, because the White House has been saying suddenly now, well, you know, look, we know that Omicron's very contagious. We know that people are going to get it. We know that people are going to spread it. But, you know, the key point, though, is we can deal with it now. You know, when it was to their interest to use the numbers and to fear port everything, and they put the counters on CNN, the counters on MSNBC. So you turn it on and you go, oh, my God, look at those soaring counts. Look at that. But then again, if you got a Democrat in the White House and his poll numbers are in the low 30s and he said he was going to fight COVID and all you do is publish numbers everywhere, it begins to jab at him a lot, that and everything else in the economy. So now suddenly they're turning around and going, well, maybe we should just not look at case numbers. Maybe we shouldn't use that as the metric. And also because all these people are home testing now, we may not get the numbers. So that's the other thing, too, is that now they're going to start these home tests and they're going to send them to you. And your insurance company is going to reimburse you for them. Except the insurance companies have no idea how to do that and how that's going to work. None whatsoever. I saw this piece over at Reason.com. Health insurers forced to cover rapid COVID-19 tests, even though they don't know how to cover it. The rule set to go into effect. It's in effect now. Went into effect over the weekend. And now they're figuring out how do they cover this? How do they reimburse people? The rule just came out. Private insurers, you have to cover the cost of these test kits. And this rule has been criticized, by the way, because it's going to lead to testing shortages. I mean, I know somebody who's testing their family 3 days a week. I don't know what the purpose of that is. They're all healthy. They're all young and healthy. They're all young, healthy people. I don't know what the purpose of doing that is, other than there's people that actually need to get the tests for work or for travel because they're going to be around people that are not healthy and they can't find them because there's a backlog. There's a shortage. But so now what they're saying is, well, you're going to get reimbursed. And then they go, well, how are we going to do that? How are we going to reimburse them? Well, they don't really know. The Biden administration is offering a solution that does not have a straightforward method of implementation. You couple that with widespread vaccination, easy access to rapid tests. And they say, this is what we're going to do, the FDA says. We're going to make this now finally a thing. 8 months later from when we said it, but you have to still get a prescription. Lack of FDA approval to a lot of these tests is the primary obstacle standing in the way of readily available testing, they say. Plenty of tests remain unavailable to Americans because they have not been cleared by the FDA. You know, there's a lot of tests, including some made by American companies that you can actually get in Europe. You can't get here in the United States of America. Why? Well, the FDA has not said okay. They haven't given them the green light. And so because of that now, you've got tests that are actually made here, shipped overseas, where they can be used there, but not here. According to the New York Times, health insurers are struggling to develop some way of implementing the new rule. Health insurance systems are set up to process medical billing codes that correspond to particular services or procedures. They're not equipped to cover or reimburse retail purchases. Say the best advice that insurers can offer most customers is simply save their receipts and the boxes the test came in to file for reimbursement at an unspecified later date. They asked a health insurance broker. They said, what do you think of this? He said, there'll be some people who buy them and then have a six-month nightmare trying to get reimbursed. Some insurance companies say it will take weeks before they are completely ready. Now, I don't know if it's even worth going through those hoops, to be honest with you. If it's a $20 test kit, how much is your time worth to sit there and have to file the paperwork and send it in? And, you know, they make that paperwork a little bit cumbersome to begin with, hoping that you'll just be disincentivized to want to do it. And you'll just go, ah, the hell with it. I already paid for it. What the heck? The insurer's response underscores the clearly disorganized way in which the rule was conceived. The Biden administration is offering a solution that does not have a straightforward method of implementation. And that's exactly why I think what the Biden administration has been doing this entire time. They have no plan. They have no idea. And so people are trying to figure this out and they're going to stores and now they're scooping them up. And so if a store says you can buy six, how many do you think people are going to buy? Six. That's right. Because they think if they don't buy the six, somebody else is going to buy them and they won't be able to get them. So now people are stockpiling these things. And if you have them, you might as well use them, right? I mean, if you sneeze, you get a little cough, a little tickle, now you got a COVID test sitting there. You might as well take one. But then if you've taken one, now you're negative. Now you got to get a new one. Now you got to get another one. See how this becomes a repeating cycle? And then and really just begs a larger question. How is this benefiting society to have all this testing done? How does this help in any situation? I mean, if you're going to travel where you need it, if you have a work event where you need it, if you're going to be around your grandmother, your grandfather who's very ill, and you need, then obviously you need to get it, do it clearly if you can get it. I don't think the reimbursement's the problem at this point. I think it's finding the tests. And the administration says, we're going to mail them to you. Oh, but by the way, the Postal Service is having all these delays because they don't have enough people working right now. Because you have a lot of people calling in sick because COVID, and also because a lot of postal workers don't want to get vaccinated, so they're not working. So you got that going on, too. But they're going to somehow mail these magic tests to you. So good luck with that.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.